Welcome to the Fannie Mae National Housing Survey Podcast with Sarah Shaddad, Economic and Strategic Research Analyst at Fannie Mae. Sarah is here to share insights on the June 2014 survey data released today. Fannie Mae conducts this survey and shares the results so that we may help industry partners and market participants target our collective efforts to support the housing recovery and lay the foundation for a better housing finance system. And now, here's Sarah Shaddad to discuss the June results.
This month marks the fourth year of data collection for the monthly National Housing Survey. During that time, we've seen a lot of progress in the housing market, and a lot of that progress is reflected in some of our key indicators over that period. Looking to people's home price change expectations, in the fall of 2011, these were at a low point. The average consumer expected home prices to decrease by 1% over the following 12 months and reached a high point in the spring of 2013. Where the average consumer expected home prices to go up by nearly 4% over the next 12 months around that time. So since the spring of 2013, these expectations have gone down just a bit with a few ups and downs, but overall remain in the positive and certainly much improved from what we've seen earlier on in the data collection. And looking at people's attitudes about the current home selling environment, these also started off at a very pessimistic level early on in the survey back in June of 2010. Only just over 10% of consumers thought that it would be a good time to sell a home, whereas now that figure is around 40%. It's made a lot of steady progress over that time. Despite that progress, we do still think a normal housing market, quote unquote, is still a bit of a ways off. Turning to this month, home price expectations dipped just a little bit as mortgage rate expectations increased. So on average, consumers expect home prices to increase 2.4% over the next 12 months, down from 2.9%. The previous month, and 55% of consumers expect mortgage rates to go up over the next 12 months. So these developments reflect the pause in activity we've seen in the housing market this year, and even though we've seen some more recent improvement, we do still expect home sales to decline relative to their level last year.
Thank you for listening to today's Fannie Mae podcast. For more information or to read the full Fannie Mae National Housing Survey results, please visit fanniemae.com. Estimates, forecasts, and other views expressed in this podcast should not be construed as indicating Fannie Mae's expected results, are based on a number of assumptions, and may change without notice. How this information affects Fannie Mae will depend on many factors. The Economic and Strategic Research Group does not guarantee that the information in these materials is accurate, current, or suitable for any particular purpose. Changes in the assumptions or underlying information could produce materially different results. The views published by the Economic and Strategic Research Group speak only as of the date indicated and do not necessarily represent the views of Fannie Mae or its management.